Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's that time of year where we welcome one of the most famous men in Rhode Island. Ed Marquardt is here, the director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you, Mike. It's always great to be here.
I say one of the most famous men in the state musically because you have been around for a little while. It's always, everywhere I go, I see posters, I see signs, I see, you know, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra appearing here and there. And your picture is usually associated with that, and you are one of the most famous guys.
Well, I try to get them to take the picture off, but it doesn't work.
So. Well, I mean,
but thank you for that.
They're selling their best feature, and you have been directing now for 30.
This is my 31st year.
31st year. I thought it was 30 years. Last year was the anniversary, right?
Right. Correct.
And it was also an anniversary of the chorale last year too, right?
Right. We're in our 61st year. So
it was 60 last year.
Yeah, so and so I've been there half the time.
All right.
Which is frightening in a way.
Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra is going to be presenting its next program next week, and that's going to be at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in beautiful downtown Providence on March 24th. At 7:30 p.m., and that looks like it's going to be another wonderful concert that you have planned.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. This is one of our very special, well, they're all special, but this one is unique to us, I think, because it's this is the 10th annual Collegiate Vocal Soloist Competition, the winners of which will be performing as soloists in this concert. And it's open to students, full-time students at colleges, universities, and conservatories in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. And this year, we have the four winners are Hagar Adam, a soprano from the Boston Conservatory of Music at Berkeley, Marilyn Oliver, who's our mezzo-soprano soloist, is from the Longy School of Music at Bard College, Felix Aguilar Tomlinson, tenor from Boston Conservatory, and Matthew Chastain, baritone from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst.
So excellent, excellent. Now, I know that's opened up in the last couple of years. Originally, it was just Rhode Island?
First 2 or 3 years, it was just Rhode Island, and we sort of zipped through that talent, as it were. And so we expanded, and it's what it has done, too, is it's open to master's degree students as well. So it's allowed us to do more difficult repertoire and more extensive repertoire through the years. Whereas now we are doing the Mozart Great Coronation Mass, which is a major staple in the repertoire, and we're having these young students perform with us.
Now, is there an age limit to this, or what are the requirements?
Just that they are fully enrolled student at one of these universities, and they have to get to enter the competition, which is in October. They have to have a signed document from their teacher.
Okay.
Endorsing them as well as stating that they are full-time students.
All right. So there couldn't be someone who's graduated and working on a master's or something like that and teaching or something like that.
They have to be full-time, whether it's a bachelor's or a master's.
Okay. All right. Well, that clears that up. And that looks like it's going to be a great program as usual. And you've brought music for us to listen to, which is relevant to that occasion, right?
Right. I think we always do that.
Always do that. What do you have for us to start off
with? We're going to start off with a wonderful choral work for women's choir and harp called Choral Hymns from the Rig Veda by Gustav Holst, who is probably mostly famous for his work, The Planets, a big work for a terrifically big orchestra. This is in four parts. It's Hymn to the Dawn, Hymn to the Waters, Hymn to Vena, and Hymn of the Travelers. The Rig Veda are canonical 11th century religious sacred works from the Hindu faith. And in keeping with our theme of young folks working in this concert, our assistant conductor, Nicholas Rocha, who just received his master's from the Boston Conservatory, will be conducting, and we are very privileged to have the great harpist, Hyun-Jung Choi, from Rhode Island here, who is going to be the harpist for this program.
Excellent. Well, we have a lot of music to let you listen to tonight, so Ed has decided to put these four pieces, more or less, together. But if you'd like information about the concert, I want to give you that before we take our first break, and that's going to be Saturday, 7:30. Saturday, 7:30, March 24th at St. Peter and Paul in downtown Providence. And if you'd like tickets, you can go to the website, which is ricco.org, or you can call 401-521-5670. We'll listen to these four pieces and then be back after a short break.
Onward we watch as onward comes the waters flowing. Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ed Marquard, who is the director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, preparing for their performance next Saturday night at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in beautiful downtown Providence. And that's going to be a concert starting at 7:30 p.m. Now, Ed, do you have like a stand-up comedian that comes out first and opens a show for you?
Or? Not unless you're showing up.
Oh, no. I'm going to be somewhere
else. I hear you do this sort of thing.
I'm going to be somewhere else, so.
We've got Mike stammering away over here.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to be involved.
We do not.
So you just come out. So at 7:30, you make your entrance, and the place goes crazy, and it's music from then on.
Well, half of that's true. It's music from then on.
Well, that's good. No, it's always a wonderful performance. I've only had the chance to be at one or two of them over the past, what have we been together, almost 10 years now doing this.
This is either our 21st or 22nd show together.
Wow. So a lot of years together. And we've talked a little bit about the chorale and the fact that this is going to be featuring the scholarship winners. But the chorale does several presentations throughout the year. Just maybe give us a touch or a highlight of some of the other things you do through the year.
Well, there's our next concert after this will be in June, on June 2nd, and we're really looking forward to that, as we do all of them. But we are doing the world premiere of a work by the local composer Jeffrey Gibbs, who was on the faculty at URI for many, many years. We're delighted. It's an interesting work. It's for chorus, orchestra, soprano and baritone soloist, as well as violin and piano soloists. The poetry is by Jeffrey's father, and it was written over a period of 36 years from the time of courtship of Jeffrey's mother until her passing. So wow. It's really wonderful, and it's great. And we're also doing a work by Rayfawn Williams called Dona Nobis Pacem on that concert, and it's for full orchestra and chorus, as usual. And that will be at the Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston.
All right. Well, excellent. So let's get back to this coming Saturday's performance. What piece of music do you have for us now?
We're going to listen to the first movement, the Kyrie, from Mozart's Mass in C Major, the Coronation Mass. It's interesting not only for its musical value, but it is the first Mass that Mozart wrote that was published. So posthumously after his death, but it was his first published work.
Thank you.
Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra will be presenting music this Saturday night. So, Ed, let's continue along our journey of reviewing what will be performed.
Okay, we are next going to hear the second movement of this great Mass, the Mass in C major, the Coronation by Mozart. This is the Gloria. I'd like to point out, you mentioned tickets a while back in this interview. Adults are 30 at the door. If you go to the web page or the phone number that Mike kindly mentioned,
RICCO.org or 401-521-5670.
That's the one. You can save by purchasing them in advance. There's a $3 savings over the door price. It's 30 at the door, 27 in advance. And I might as well continue. Seniors are 24. Students with ID are 10 bucks.
Wow, great deal for students. Also, get out and support the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And now,
the Gloria.
Thank you.
effort to get in as much music as possible, let's go to the next two pieces, and then we'll take another break.
Absolutely. We're now going to hear the next two movements, the Credo and the Sanctus from Mozart's Great Mass in C major, the Coronation. And I point out that this features our four collegiate soloists, the winners of our 10th annual collegiate vocal competition.
We will listen to those two pieces, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ed Marquard, who is the director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, and has been for the past 31 years, and amazing, long, long time.
It's amazing I'm still sitting here, isn't it?
Well, you know, you started off when you were 10, and just think, you've got another 31 years to go before your contract's up, I think.
I never feel old until I remember how old my children are.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. Or your grandchildren, for in my case. Let's get back to the performance that's going to be held on Saturday night at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in downtown Providence, on Fenner Street, to be specific. That's if you can find Fenner Street. It's all part of that complex that used to be streets and now is kind of the Cathedral Plaza, if you will.
Yeah, the Cathedral Square. So just look for the big building with the two steeples.
There you go, right behind McVinney Auditorium. And right off of 95, very easy to get to, actually. And lots of free parking.
Correct.
That's very important for a concert downtown Providence. Free parking is a wonderful benefit. And if you'd like tickets, you can do so and get a discount by ordering them today. Order before midnight tonight. Operators are standing by, as they say, at ricco.org. Or you can call 401-521-5670. And Ed, we have time for a portion of a piece of music that you want to wrap this up with.
Surely. This is Benjamin Britten's great Rejoice in the Lamb. It's a cantata based on a poem by Christopher Smart, an English poet, who wrote this particular poem, a portion of which Britten set while he was in an insane asylum. And people thought, or have thought for many years, that he was crazy. But the story really is that he was committed to this insane asylum by his father-in-law, and he was committed for 2 years to keep him away from the father's daughter.
Hmm.
So that's that story, which has very little to do with how the piece sounds. It's originally for organ and chorus and four soloists, again featuring our collegiate soloists. And we are doing this work in the orchestration by Imogen Holst, who was the daughter of our first composer we heard today, Gustav Holst. This is one of my very favorite pieces, so I hope your audience enjoys it, as I do.
I'm sure they will. And before we let you go, I just want to touch base on a couple other things that you're doing. You have other projects going on, right? Tell us about those.
Right. Our next concert with the Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's is on April 8th, and we will be performing two of Bach's great Brandenburg Concerti, number 1 and number 4, as well as a work for strings by Respighi, Ancient Dances and Airs for Lute, the third suite, and ending with Eine kleine Nachtmusik, always popular, by Mozart.
All right, and occasionally you do lectures and so forth around at in Newport and various places?
Yes, I just finished one at the Redwood Library. I'm next there April 11th, I believe, or April 22nd, and on that we are featuring Jeffrey Gibbs. It will be part of my lecture there, the composer from URI, whose work we are doing with the Civic Chorale. So we're previewing our concert. I do 8 lectures a year, music history basically, at the Redwood, and a lot of the time I'm the youngest person there.
Well, there you go. All right. See, you are younger than you think. Ed, thanks once again for coming in. It's always great to see you.
It's always my pleasure to be here, Mike.
The rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.